Blackstone Audio and Skyboat Media present The Wild Shore by Kim Stanley Robinson. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. Part 1. San Onofre. Chapter 1.
It wouldn't really be grave robbing, Nicolin was explaining. Just dig up a coffin and take the silver off the outside of it. Never open it up at all. Bury it again, nice and proper. Now what could be wrong with that? Those silver coffin handles are going to waste in the ground anyway.
The five of us considered it. Near sunset, the cliffs at the mouth of our valley glow amber, and on the wide beach below, tangles of driftwood cast shadows all the way to the sandstone boulders at the foot of the cliff. Each clump of wave-worn wood could have been a grave marker, swamped and washed on its side, and I imagined digging under one to find what lay beneath it. Gabby Mendez tossed a pebble out at a gliding seagull.
"Just exactly how is that not grave-robbing?" he demanded of Nicolin. "It takes the desecration of the body to make it grave-robbing," Nicolin winked at me. I was his partner in these sorts of things. "We aren't going to do any such thing. No searching for cufflinks or belt buckles, no pulling off rings or dental work, nothing of the sort."
"Ick," said Kristen Mariani.
We were on the point of the cliff above the river mouth. Steve Nicolin and Gabby, Kristen and Mando Costa, Del Simpson and me. All old friends, grown up together. Out on our point, as we so often were at the end of a day, arguing and talking and making wild plans. That last being the specialty of Nicolin and me. Below us in the first bend of the river were the fishing boats, pulled up onto the tidal flats.